My guest is drummer Mo Tucker. She was an original member of the rock band The Velvet Underground, along with Lou Reed, John Cale, and Sterling Morrison. The Velvet Underground combined rock and new music, irony and poetry. Their songs were about things like heroin, kinky sex, street violence, and love. Their records never made it commercially, but they became rock critic favorites, were taken under the wing of Andy Warhol, became central to New York's underground art scene, and then influenced many new wave and punk bands of the 70s and 80s. This is how they sounded in 1969.
Here we go again, playing the fool again. Here we go again, acting hard again.
All right. Well, I'm beginning to see the light. I want to tell you, hey now, baby, I'm beginning to see the light.
When the Velvets split up in the early 70s, Mo Tucker virtually disappeared from the music scene. Her fans wondered where she went. Now we have an answer. She moved to Arizona, then Georgia, and raised five children. Now she's making music again and touring with a new band. Her five-song EP is called Mo Jad Kate Barry, named after the members of the band, and it was made during a six-hour session in a garage near Orlando, Florida. Three of the songs on the album are associated with the Velvet Underground, including this one, Why Don't You Smile Now? That's Mo Tucker on drums and backup vocals. This is the only recording she's made since leaving the Velvet Underground, outside of a 1982 solo record that she produced and tried to market herself. That effort was her first step back into the music world.
I was real surprised that people knew my name before I said the Velvet Underground. I was very surprised at that. And apparently, that's the way it's been all along, that my name is known, but I assumed Lou and John's name would be known without connecting, but that I would have to say, my name is Maureen Tucker, and I'm from the Velvet Underground.
You started playing drums when you were how old?
19 or 20.
There really weren't many women playing drums then. Did you feel like you would do it in spite of that?
No, I never thought of it. It sounds ridiculous, but I never thought of as, my God, this is highly unusual. I just wanted to do it, so I did it.
Did you know any other women who were playing drums?
No.
Was it hard to, when you were starting out, find bands that would accept you?
I wasn't looking. I was just having fun in my room playing drums.
How did you join the Velvet Underground?
Well, I've known Sterling since I was 12. He was a friend of my brother's. And Lou was my brother's roommate for either one semester or one year or something in Syracuse University. And I met Lou through my brother, and Sterling met Lou through my brother also. And when they finally had gotten themselves a job, the band had gotten a job, and they didn't have a drummer, so Sterling said, oh, Tucker's sister plays drums. So that's how I started with them.
Did you have to audition?
Yeah, Lou came out, and he wanted to make sure I could do something. So he said, oh, can you do blah, blah? And I went, you know, smack, smack. And I could do it, so. But that job, it was just supposed to be that one job. And they immediately got another job, and it just kept going from there.
Did any men in the group resist having a woman drummer?
John resisted for a day or two. No chicks, no chicks, that's what he said.
why did he say that?
I guess he figured it would just make trouble, or I'd be whiny or something.
You had very short hair when you were with the Velvet Underground, and you used the name Mo instead of Maureen. Did you almost try to pass as a man? Because I think actually some people thought you were a man.
Yeah, they did in those days, I guess. No, I didn't try to. That's just the way my hair was. I was never very good at controlling my hair, so it was short, so it would look as inoffensive as possible. And Mo was always my nickname.
When the Velvet Underground was getting started, I think some clubs actually threw you out.
Well, we got fired once or twice.
What for?
We got fired from the Cafe Bazaar because the woman said, came up rushing up to us and said, if you play one more song like that, you're fired.
What was the song you were playing?
Oh, God, I don't remember. Probably Heroin or something like that. So we played one more and we got fired.
I really like your singing. Now, your singing really is kind of off-key, at least, you know, recorded it is. But it's really good. I really like it.
Well, thank you.
Did you have to be convinced to sing, since you don't sing like a professional singer?
Yes,
I
did have to be convinced, yes. We had to clear the studio because after like 6 takes, I realized if everybody was watching me, I would never be able to do it. So everybody had to leave except me and Lou and the engineer.
This is when you recorded After Hours?
Yeah.
So who convinced you?
Lou, he had written the song for me to sing. So, and I wanted to sing it, I was just a nervous wreck.
And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
The Velvet Underground never caught on commercially and really didn't get any radio airplay. Were you very frustrated by that?
Yeah, at first it was just a big adventure and it didn't, you know, I didn't care. But it became very evident after a couple of years that the record company was not distributing our stuff at all. It was just a joke. We could have distributed better if we had sold it at shows. Many times we'd be approached by people saying they couldn't get the albums.
Were you sorry that the band split up?
Yes, very.
Would you have wanted to continue to play?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why didn't you try to find another band?
Well, after playing with the Velvets, that didn't seem like a... It just, I don't know, just... I wasn't interested.
Did you miss music when you gave it up?
I sort of didn't at first. I guess I was just sort of in shock and just made myself say, oh, well, that, now it's over. And then when I started recording my silly little single in Phoenix, I began to wish I had someone to play with and to really miss it more. That's when I really started missing it, I think.
What kinds of jobs have you held since leaving the band?
Just data entry or programming.
Do the people who you've worked with know about your other life in rock and roll?
Well, this group I'm with now, the place I work now, they know that I used to play drums, and you know they asked me to bring in an album, and I showed it to them, but they have no idea what the group was about, or, you know, they just don't realize.
Is it alienating to be around people who don't know about that part of your life, or about that talent that you have?
Alienating only because it's frustrating to hear the music that they like to listen to. Whitney Houston and Lionel Richie and all that stuff, hour after hour, and it just drives me crazy, and they love it, and they think it's wonderful. I've brought in a tape once in a while just to have my say with, like, Bo Diddley on it and things like that, and The Who and The Stones and, you know, that kind of a collection of things, and, oh, they just can't stand it. They think it's horrible, and that just blows my mind because these are not 60-year-olds. These are young women, you know.
What does it feel like to be playing again?
It's great. I'm really enjoying it.
What would you like to see happen with your band now or with your music career?
Well, I would like to try and get into producing. That's something I never really thought of until a few years ago, but I would really like to try producing. And I would like to get it so that I was earning enough money that I could quit the lousy little job I have and concentrate more on trying to make something out of music.
Mo Tucker, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Mo Tucker recorded her album Mojad Kate Barry on 50 Skidillion Watts. That's a new label started by Velvet Underground fan Penn Jillette of the Magic Team Penn & Teller.